Time for employment issues with our employment guru, Graham Wynn from Superior People Recruitment. There's a bit to talk about this morning, Graham. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke.
Interesting here. You and I have talked about the change in work lifestyle since COVID and Australians who want to continue working from home and employers who are not so keen on all of that. Now, the latest is that unemployment is still pretty low, 3.7%. But the Reserve Bank's expecting it to climb to 4.25% by the end of next year. Graham, that means that 77,855 workers would be in danger of being retrenched. Now, here we are back again at the debate of should I be able to work from home if I want to? The reality is, Graham, well, I think this is the way I interpret it, but please correct me. I interpret this that if you want to work from home, you are probably the most at risk of being retrenched. Graham, your thoughts?
I completely agree with you on this one, Luke, and it's not just me and you that feel this way either. The Australian Chamber of Commerce, which represents about 400,000 businesses, they also have said that when companies start to lay people off, if they have to, the work from home people are more than likely the ones who will lose their jobs first. Because companies realistically want you back in the office, that's their preference. And so therefore redundancies is a way of reducing the number of people working from home. So yes, that they're the ones that will go first. Absolutely yes.
The thing is, if unemployment goes up, as the Reserve Bank predicts by the end of next year, that is probably going to have a positive effect on inflation.
Well, that's the good side, if you like, that yes, as unemployment goes up slightly, inflation gets a nicer, friendly way of looking at it. So yeah, there's swings and roundabouts. Low unemployment creates high inflation. Higher unemployment reduces that. So you don't need interest rates to fix it. The unemployment itself can fix it, basically, yes.
Yeah, the Australian Chamber of Commerce and the Australian Industry Group's Chief Executive Innes Wilcox has said staff who worked from home 5 days a week could be less valued by management. Employers are getting increasingly frustrated that people are resisting coming back to the office.
Well, just in the last week, the ANZ, which are a huge bank, they sent out a note to all their staff that if you don't work at least half of your hours in the office, it will impact your annual bonus. They've actually said that to their staff. Mm. And then Amazon came out a couple of days ago saying the same thing. If you do not work in the office when we want you back in the office, your bonuses won't happen. So they're all saying now, if you want your bonuses, you want your perks, you come to the office. If you want to work from home, you're going to be penalised for doing so. That's what all the big employers are now saying.
So has it really been tested in a court of law?
It's been tested, as we discussed last week. There was the case where the gentleman wanted to work full-time from home, for 100% from home, and he lost that case. Mm. And as we said, Fair Work say every case judged on its merit, but a precedent's been set now. So this will be challenged. And I think employers, without sounding horrible with this, they're smart enough to know how to work this in their favour.
Yeah.
So, yes, there are rules and regulations or questions you have to try and do and accommodate people as much as you can. But employers are smart enough these days to know how they do this. They can actually therefore try and get you back in the office without any implications.
What if you can prove that you have been just as productive from home as you were in the office before COVID?
Well, proving it is really, really difficult.
Yeah.
And basically, the only way you can prove it is if the employer sets targets and KPIs, then you can monitor those. You yourself can't really prove it. It's the employer that sets those targets and what they want you to achieve. So they can make those really tight and strict and difficult to show, no, we don't think you are as productive. And we've all heard the expression creative accounting. You can do that with targets and KPIs as well. So you can make numbers mean what you want them to mean, and employers can do that.
Yeah. Graham Winners with us, employment expert, Superior People Recruitment. Graham, 'tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la, I won't go on.
Thank you.
It's the office Christmas party season. Southern Cross Austereo, my employer, had their party last Friday and everybody came through unscathed, you'll be pleased to know. Mind you, we're working in an age where we are constantly being reminded that we should be on our best behaviour, that any behaviour that's found offensive could end up in dismissal. And HR departments around the country are really on their toes at this time of the year, because if you provide alcohol and somebody's behaviour goes down the toilet, I guess HR and management now are very, very concerned that they could be seen as liable.
Correct. If they're supplying the alcohol, they have a liability there because they are actually buying you drinks. So the liability does rest with them. So what we're finding a lot of employers are doing these days is saying, we'll pay for your first two drinks. After that, you pay for your own. So that's how they're really trying to get around this one, because you're quite correct. If the employer provides the alcohol and anything goes wrong, they can be liable. And that's a real issue. And I think it was only a few years ago where someone drove home from one of these parties, they had too much to drink, had an accident, but because the employer had been paying for all the alcohol, they were liable for the accident. So that's how serious it can be. So
Well, responsible service of alcohol should apply at any licensed premises. Anyway, if you're having your Christmas party on your work premises, I don't know how that changes things. But if you decide to have your Christmas party at a function centre, a pub, a hotel, a restaurant, that licensed premises, the responsibility's on them, isn't it, to monitor responsible service of alcohol?
They are, but that's only if someone is really displaying the fact that they're totally drunk. But if you just have three or four drinks and appear normal and then drive and have an accident and you're over the limit, the people serving in that place would not have realised you were over the limit, because they don't count how many drinks you have. And if you're acting in a normal way, they can't tell. But if you do have an accident, your employer, because they were paying for the drinks, they become liable. Mm. It's a real problem, this one. And just the behaviour has to really change at Christmas parties. And I'll give you a quick example. I was at a sporting awards event only a few days ago.
Yeah.
And a gentleman got up there to get his prize kind of thing. And he said, it's my customary routine when I win something at these to hug the closest woman to me. And he just grabbed the closest woman, hugged her. And the whole room just cringed. Mm. Thought, oh, you cannot do that these days. So you've got to be so careful. And he was pulled on one side, and a bit of a conversation happened with him. But yeah, in a workplace, same thing. Just don't be so careful about crossing.
When you saw him do this, what was your reaction?
Mine was a cringe, and there were some females on the table, same table as me, and they just all head in their hands. It was an absolute cringe. We all thought straight away, the Spain World Cup soccer. That was where our thoughts first went. We all went there straight away.
That's what I was thinking just then.
Yep, that's exactly where we went.
And
it was a cringe moment.
And as was highly publicised twice with one particular broadcaster, bad behaviour at a Christmas party, pleading I've got bipolar, it doesn't get you off the hook.
No, not at all, not at all. If you've got bipolar, realistically, you should know you're not supposed to be drinking. Mm. So that's no excuse, basically. So no, employers are really putting the onus now back on the individuals, and even putting it in writing. If you do drink too much, you are responsible, not us. And by putting it out there in front and putting all these rules and regulations, they're trying to cover themselves. Many, many years ago, HR basically did recruitment. That's what they did. They recruited. HR doesn't do recruitment anymore. HR now is all about protecting the employer. That's their job, is to protect the company. And that's what they now do. So they're putting all these systems and procedures and policies in place to protect the company. That's what HR now does.
Yeah. Graham, quickly, your tips to people listening to us this morning that are about to have their Christmas party.
Why are you having it in November? That's the first question. But anyway, that's another thing entirely. Look, seriously, if you're going to go, get a cab, Uber, or a designated driver. Know who's taking you home. Do not drive. Limit your alcohol. It's not an excuse, even if the company's paying, just to go ballistic and drink all you want to. But also, you don't want to tell the bosses what you think of them at those parties.
Yeah, that was my next thing. You got a belly full of booze, and you then decide to go up to your manager or your boss and tell them exactly how they should be running the company.
I did it in my early 20s and it didn't go down well, trust me. So I learned the hard way that one. You just don't do it. And you, just because it's Christmas, you don't have to kiss and hug everyone. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Just keep your distance, keep your boundaries, control how much alcohol you have, and therefore you should be okay.
Graham Wynne, always good to talk to you. One last question for you. in the lead up to Christmas. It's been revealed that Coles workers across the country are pretty pissed off because they've worked really hard. They've copped abuse during COVID. They're on their feet all day. I'm talking about the frontline people at Coles, the people that really make the place tick. And they've announced this year that they've made very, very handsome profits. As a Christmas bonus, they got a Coles drink bottle. The tradition of the Christmas bonus, should you expect it?
No, is a simple. And just on that Coles thing, the actual staff also get throughout December discounts on alcohol, other discounts on products as a Christmas bonus. They get that as well.
Okay.
There's drink bottles on top of that. So they're getting all these discounts and benefits in December as a thank you. And I turned back to when I was starting work and people spoke about Christmas bonuses. And I remember a manager saying to me, your bonus is you keep your job, you come back next year.
Yeah, your bonus is you're still employed. But don't most full-time employees get a Christmas loading, a loading on their pay?
Not all of them. But there's this expectation you get something. There's nothing in people's contracts you get a Christmas bonus. It's an expectation they have these days. I get a bonus at Christmas. But seriously, there's no guarantee you're going to get one. But the Coles workers get a lot of other bonuses at Christmas as well as this drink bottle.
Okay, so when I read they're pissed off about getting a lousy drink bottle, the other side of the story is, and I didn't know this, they got lots of other perks along the way.
Correct.
Did they?
Okay. They certainly do, yes.
All right. Yep. Okay. Graeme Wynn, have a great Christmas and a new year if we don't talk again before I leave the place on Friday for a while. And, mate, I love your contribution. You've been a friend of mine and a contributor of mine for many, many years now, long before I came to Southern Cross, Oz Stereo, and I hope you can stay with me next year.
Absolutely, Luke. It's always a pleasure working with you, and I will stay working with you as long as you need me.
I love your information. I love your contribution. Graeme, you're a star. Superior People Recruitment, Graeme Wynn, employment expert here on The Night Shift on Triple M.